What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I think we all can come to an agreement. If a woman, let me be more specific. When your wife decides she wants to leave, let her go. However, we live in a society in which women don't just leave. Oh, no. They want to make sure that they can destroy you on the way out. That way, you're completely useless and wrecked for the next woman. Pretty insidious, isn't it? However, there are men out there who take their wedding vows extremely seriously. Like the man in this article that was published on the 23rd of February. Patton man offlines his wife after she said she was leaving him. This man said, "Till death do we part." And he meant that shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Cambria County man is accused of terminating his wife after she said she was leaving him. William Simmons, 69, of Patton, was arrested by state police Thursday afternoon after they were dispatched to a report of a shooting along Grosenick Road in Chest Township. Rebecca Simmons, 66. Lady, you are 66 years old. This was going to be obviously a gray divorce. And as you know, 98%, that's just a number that I'm spitballing, but 98% of men who go through gray divorces will never, ever recover. So basically, if she was going to leave him and pull the cash and prizes lever on the way out, this man was going to be absolutely destroyed by the system. But I digress. Rebecca Simmons, once again, 66, had called 911 at 3:15 p.m. saying her husband, William, had just shot her in the back and she was fading and needed help, according to the criminal complaint. During the 911 call, police said you could hear a muffled shot and that William said he was going to shoot himself. Pennsylvania State Police immediately began heading to the scene, and one officer called William and spoke with him on the phone. Troopers noted in the complaint that William allegedly said that everything was quote unquote fine, and he had just shot and offlined his wife and her body was in the furnace room. Why did this man say everything was fine? Well, obviously, I'm going to give my opinion when I'm done with the article. When troopers arrived, they arrested William and took him into custody without issue. While interviewing him, William said Rebecca had told him she planned on leaving him and getting a new place. I wonder who was going to be paying for said place. She's 66. William allegedly told police he then shot her with a 12-gauge single-shot shotgun, according to the affidavit. After being shot, Rebecca allegedly went into the furnace room and shut the door and blocked William from entering. At this point, William told police he shot the middle of the door and found Rebecca lying on the floor with the phone, on the phone with police, according to the criminal complaint. William told officers he never checked to see if she was alive. He just believed she was already deleted. According to the police report, William picked up her phone, called his daughter, and told her he just offlined her mother. On Friday, Cambria County Coroner Jeff Lees and Cambria County District Attorney Greg Neubauer provided an update on the shooting. Rebecca was pronounced deleted at 4:59 p.m. on Thursday, February 22nd. An autopsy performed Friday morning confirmed she was deleted by 2 gunshot wounds to the lower torso, according to Cambria County Coroner Jeff Lees. Her manner of deletion was ruled a homicide. Neubauer said Rebecca and William are believed to have been married for several decades. Long-term marriage. Remember, gentlemen, it's never if, only when she decides she's ready to leave. Well. So, where was she planning on going? Who was going to be her new benefactor? She's 66 years old. This man was almost 70. The fact of the matter was, she decided to leave and she was going to destroy him on the way out, as far too many men find out the hard way. If they were married for several decades, yeah, financially, this man was going to be devastated. And as we all know, gentlemen, divorce, especially gray divorce, is nothing more than an act of war that the woman is able to wage on that man using the system as a personal attack dogs. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the shotgun of sorrow. I'm going to give that a 15. Psychological impact. Obviously, I'm going to go ahead and up this to a 30 because they were on the phone with her as she was fading into the abyss. And for the brutality factor, 2 shotgun blasts. Yeah, that definitely was not a pretty sight. So I got to give this a 25. So William Scattergun Simmons gets a score of 80. Gentlemen, I made a video a long time ago where I said that divorce is a declaration of war. The woman has the army of the state behind her. No matter what age she is, she can still call in the goons of the matriarchy. And we know this. Far too many men have fallen victim to a woman simply saying, you know what? I'm not happy. And that man's life gets absolutely destroyed. However, this man said, oh, okay, guess what? Till death do we part, bitch. And I mean that shit. And he said, okay, well, guess what? Till death do we part. The only way you're leaving me is in a body bag. And he made sure to go all the way through with it. Not once, but twice he popped her. So he wanted to make sure she was no longer among the living. So, hey, it is what it is, ladies. It is what it is. So I'm going to place this directly at the feet of the absolutely corrupt divorce court industry. Because if divorce was actually fair and just, you'd have a lot less men offlining their wives and, unfortunately, offlining themselves because they just cannot keep up with the extortion, alimony, or the ransom, child support. Hey, I've always made this suggestion. Women can have no-fault divorce. However, it needs to be tweaked. And what's the perfect way to tweak it, since people are so worried about the marriage rate, the marital numbers? Okay. Way number one, every marriage license comes with an automatic prenup. But we know women aren't going to go for that. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, here's the second way. The person who files for divorce pays for the divorce. Yeah, ladies, since you file for so much divorce, guess what? You want to be free, you should pay for your own freedom. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, we live in a gynocentric matriarchal society that, oh, no, 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 men have to be responsible no matter what. However, a lot of men are saying, you know what? They're going to abandon marriage altogether. And like I said, there are more older men who are putting on the mask nowadays. Yeah, those men finally said, fuck it. This woman, after all of this time, has become the bane of my existence. And she's going to try to destroy me on the way out? Oh, no, 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 no. Well, what more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, particularly you women who've been in long marriages, who think you're going to gray divorce your husband into oblivion and he's supposed to just sit there and take it, oh, no, 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 no. Those days, yeah, they're behind us. More and more of these older men, they've become so enraged. They're tired of taking it. And guess what? When they finally reach their line, hey, they're going to snap the hell out. So you better understand this, ladies. The power you think you have in being able to summon the quote-unquote gynocracy and using the gun of the state when you're ready to leave your husband, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that the divorce court system is going to be there to protect you when you decide to leave, that's going out right along with it. Because this woman found out the hard way. She figured, I'm going to gray divorce my husband. I'm going to leave you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to reiterate, this man took his marital vows extremely seriously. Till death do we part. And he meant it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.